Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
Hi, my name is Heather Wallace. I am a program manager for the Forum for Theological Exploration, also known as FTE, and it's my privilege this week to teach the session called Stories That Lead. I use the term teach loosely. I would actually prefer to call it a facilitation of a process. I came to Holden because my colleague, Patrick Reyes, who's an author, was invited and he wanted to co-facilitate this process together. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to make it, but I'll put a plug in for anybody that's a reader out there. I would highly recommend his book, Nobody Cries When We Die by Patrick B. Reyes. The process that we take people through this week is one that we hope they'll walk away with being able to take something back to their home communities. So we start with some questions, and I can actually give some of the questions. How do we come to know and tell and create stories that inspire our religious communities to live and thrive? Is it through listening to one another's stories? Is it through sharing in our questions and our doubts together and looking inside for the answers? In the session, we go through a process of personal reflection. And after a number of minutes of thinking about a question that we're holding and writing in very descriptive language about a conversation that we would have with an imaginary character or someone that we love that we would want to have a conversation with, or somebody maybe that's passed on. I mean, you describe that conversation that you would have around that question that you're holding. And then as a group, we tear all of our words up into individual pieces of paper. So this is a long process, but it also gives us time as we're tearing up those pages into individual pieces of words on pieces of paper to talk to one another. And I tell folks, I love stories and I love storytelling. I go to the International Storytelling Festival every year. And so often we'll think of storytelling as the sage on stage telling you the story or reading you the storybook. But I also like to think about those stories that are in the in-between. And in this process, there are moments of the in-between in which you can have conversations with your neighbor at the table and hear a bit of their story. And those are some of the best moments, I think, from this process. Once folks are done tearing up their papers and into individual words, they bless those words and give them as a gift to the person next to them. And the person next to them has a chunk of time to think reflectively and create a poem from the words that they've received. And they don't have to use all the words. I mean, they could just make a haiku out of the words that they received. It's whatever comes from those words in a poetic form. And it's not meant to be a puzzle. They're not putting those pieces of paper back together, but they're creating something new. And we end with a group reflection in which the folks who may have originally written those words on the piece of paper can hear the poem that was created from those torn up words and receive it. And if they so choose, can tell the group whether they resonate with it. They might go back and reflect on that original question they were holding and having that conversation, imaginary conversation about. Or they might just want to sit with it and might not want to say anything at all. But it's a beautiful process. It has a lot of steps to it. It takes a full hour and a half to 2 hours, depending on how many folks are in the group. It allows folks to look at things differently. So you might be holding that question all the time, but you don't sit with it in that same way in your own reflection, and then you don't get to see it completely rearranged and the possibility of being something new and getting answers out of that. So that is the process, Stories That Lead. The process itself, we call it magnetic poetry. You might have guessed by now with magnetic poetry, it's the pieces of paper being arranged into a poem is similar to doing magnetic poetry on your refrigerator. I should also say that the process is magnetic poetry is what we call it. It is an adaptation of a process called oracular poetry. That's O-R-A-C-U-L-A-R. Poetry by Nadia Cheney. She was the person that started the original process. And then Patrick and the other colleagues at FTE have kind of tweaked it for our own uses and purposes. So it's not the exact same process, but it is a take on that. We talk a lot while we're in the process about how being vulnerable is welcome. It's not required. You can't force anybody into that. But having that opportunity to be vulnerable with the folks beside you helps that process. This is one of the important things that I kind of sum up at the end, is that a part of leadership is being able to show compassion and empathy for the people that you're working with. And this process requires you to show compassion and empathy for the person that's beside you, because you're caring for those words and the creation of the new poem. Even if you're creating something completely new and different, and it doesn't have anything, end up having anything to do with the original, it's still their word. And so it has that meaning behind it. And we hope that, especially when this is done within a community, it creates those connections that can help the community going forward.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information, or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.